You're listening to the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by FarmPaint.com.
And Lionheart just keeps rolling right along. He went 3/4 in 1, 10, and 2. He's in front by 2.5 lengths at the quarter pole. My Snooki's Boy second. Rockhard 10 is third, and he's put to pressure. He's got to do better. Here comes High Prospect, and he starts to roll. But Rockhard 10 comes. And at the eighth pole, it's Lionheart in front by 2. My Snooki's Boy is running another big one on the outside. He's coming to the outside of Lionheart. My Snooki's Boy second, running out of time. Here's the wire, and Lionheart has won the Haskell by a length.
Welcome back to the Equine Forum, presented by FarmPaint.com. Mike Penna, Baron of the Backstretch, with you on this Saturday morning. That was Larry Colmus calling that Haskell Invitational in 2004 at Monmouth Park, and the Haskell may sound a bit different this year, at least in terms of the riders that will be aboard the horses. Lionheart was ridden by Jersey Joe, Joe Bravo, a man who has won more than 5,400 races in what has been a stellar career. Joe is among the jockeys saying, "Nope, I'm not going back to New Jersey this year. I will not ride at Monmouth as long as the new whip regulations remain in place," and he is not alone. I told you that yesterday, opening day at Monmouth, the entries were dismal. 44 horses were entered, only 14 jockeys willing to ride on the program. It was a six-race program, and it's a story that has been evolving since September, when the New Jersey Racing Commission came out with the new ruling regarding the whip issue, the whip use during a race. I have the privilege now of being joined by Terry Meeks, who is the president and CEO of the Jockeys Guild, and Hall of Fame jockey John Velasquez, also the co-chairman of the Jockeys Guild. Terry, Johnny, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, happy to have you both here. And I stated this earlier in the show, and I'll recap it very quickly for people. This is a story that, again, not new. The conversation began in September when the whip regulations were announced, but it took on a whole new layer this past week when jockey Nick Juarez, who is currently supposed to be serving a six-day suspension handed down by order of the New Jersey Racing Commission Board of Stewards, showed up in the entries for today's races at Monmouth and for tomorrow, by the way. He's named to ride 7 today, 7 more tomorrow. The dates of his six-day suspension were very, very clear. Friday, May 28th through Monday, May 31st, and an additional 2 days on Friday, June 4th and Saturday, June 5th. And the question I had, and I tweeted about this earlier this week, guys, did the New Jersey Racing Commission amend its ruling on Nick Juarez in order for this to be possible? And Terry, I'll start with you. I couldn't find an answer to that question. I still haven't found an answer. Have you?
No, other than what, you know, we heard through the grapevine that Monmouth Park was indeed involved in it and trying to get Nick to ride this, you know, this weekend. I've never seen a ruling like this ever change. You know, and they said that they received the amendment late that day before the entries were taken out. Jocks were taken off the horses that were named on the horses. I've never seen it, you know, and it goes to the integrity and credibility of the New Jersey Racing Commission and what Monmouth will do to, you know, to get the riders to ride, you know, whether it be threatened riders or, you know, doing whatever it takes to, you know, get jocks to ride. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, when you get one, Monmouth Park is basically, you know, threatened Tony Gallardo and evicted him, and it's, you know, we lost all integrity and credibility, and, you know, and rules are not meant to be broken, you know. And I think there's other things that, you know, the New Jersey Racing Commission and Monmouth Park officials have done to, you know, not abide by the rule of racing. It's a shame.
Yeah, there's something that's just not adding up here. As they say, something is rotten in the state of Denmark, or in this case, New Jersey. I can't figure it out, and that's why I wanted to put that out there and see if anybody could answer that question. If New Jersey Racing Commission somehow amended its ruling on this particular situation with Nick Juarez. Johnny is a Hall of Fame rider and somebody who has ridden at Monmouth many, many times. You will again if this would change. Why is this situation so dangerous for riders and for the horses?
I'm gonna explain it. I think very simple, and I think the best way to explain it right now is playing Russian roulette. Basically, they are sending those guys out there with a loaded gun, with only one bullet, basically, you know. And when those guns start going off, it's going to be very dangerous, though, you know, because you don't know when it's going to happen, though, you know. And when it does happen and those guns start going off, and then people start saying, this was wrong. We couldn't do this, though, you know. So I'm afraid for that, though. I'm afraid that, you know, the way the rule is written, and if they actually go on and enforce the rule the way it's written and put in place, it's sending the guys over there playing Russian roulette, basically, you know. So it's dangerous.
How
Mike,
does
you
the
mentioned
rule...
about short fields, and thank yeah. goodness there was short fields yesterday, because, you know, and thank goodness nobody got hurt, no horse or rider. And I think a lot of it's due to short fields, you know. So,
yeah, if there are people listening right now that have not heard the specifics of the new ruling, and they're going, okay, wait a minute, the jockeys are just crying over spilled milk here. What is this all about, Johnny? How does the new rule read, and why is it such a problem for riders?
Well, you know, this rule, you cannot even show the whip. You cannot tap the shoulder. So you cannot communicate with the horses to let them know that you actually are in command of the horse, though, you know, and let them know that you actually are the pilot. And this time, and the way the rule is written, you cannot do anything until the horse does something. So basically, the horse has to bolt or, you know, go into the outside or go toward the fence and inside for you to react. Though, you know, that's the dangers of the game. If you don't let the horse that you actually have command on the horse, they're going to take that very seriously, though, you know. And like I said, it's playing Russian roulette, though, you know. When they go, they go. And what we do is we try to anticipate and prevent most of the accidents that normally, you know, would happen, though, you know. So it's preventing it's a thing here, though, you know. And here it's not preventing. Here it's actually reacting after the fact. That's what makes it dangerous.
Yeah. You know, the one thing, Mike, the state steward told Joe Gravel a couple weeks ago, even if you show the crop to the horse, you're going to be suspended. Not touch the horse, just show it to him. That's a form of encouragement. You would the jockey would be suspended for 5 days and a $500 fine, and that's for the first occurrence. Each occurrence after that would be doubled.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's gone beyond ridiculous. And as you said, it becomes a safety issue, not just for the humans that are aboard, but for the horses. And, Terry, I always say there are two sides to every story, but the more we get into this particular story here and this particular situation, it seems like there really is only one side. And the, at least from my opinion anyway, the fact that this rule has been put in place, it really just makes it such a different situation there and such a dangerous situation at Monmouth Park.
No question about it. You know, and again, it's about to say, you know, let's go back 10 years ago. The Jockey Club approached the Guild and basically we asked the riders to change the poppers. Horses are not getting cut up or any welts. That's been for the last 10 years. It's been basically eliminated. You know, in the last 2 or 3 years, you know, the number of organizations and regulators have asked us to work on changing the perception. We've tried to do it. Johnny Velasquez and Mike Smith and other riders throughout the country have been out there trying to work out something to change the perception without risking the horse and the jockeys. And also consideration for the owners, the trainers, and the betting public. We came to an agreement last month with the Kentucky Racing Commission, which we think is a fair and the right thing to do for the safety of the horse and riders. And that's basically maximum of 6 times overhand during the course of a race and underhand as necessary from the 3/8 pole to the wire. And we thought, and we tried to do this with New Jersey and the Racing Commission and the horsemen and Dennis Drazen, to, you know, try to use that rule and try to make forward going forward a uniform rule throughout the country, which we think is in the best interest of everybody.
I'm going back, Terry, before we continue. Like, remember, we before this rule was implemented in Jersey, we went to the horsemen's group with Dennis Drazen and those, and we never got any help anyway. So this is where we are right now.
Right.
When you say never got any help, Johnny, what was the response that you received from the from Dennis Drazen, from the New Jersey Racing Commission when you presented this proposal?
But Go ahead, John.
No, basically they said the commission has dug their heels in and they're not going to change it. You know, and the other thing we mentioned it to the Dennis Drazen and to the horsemen, and this is one thing we agree with Dennis Drazen. A year from now, the Horse Racing and Safety Integrity Act is going to be in place. They will probably most likely mandate a uniform riding crop. So why go through this process, what we're doing now, when a year from now it's going to probably be changed? And Johnny is on one of the safety committee, and just, you know, but the really trouble part is the regulators and racetracks haven't listened to Johnny Velasquez, Mike Smith, Joe Bravo. You know, when Johnny's ridden 34,599 horses and Mike Smith is 33,850 and Joe Bravo's 30,424, they don't listen to the jocks or respect, you know, lack of respect. But or care about their well-being, and that's, I can't say how, you know, unfortunate that is.
Yeah, what's really disturbing, and correct me if I'm wrong, this decision, this new ruling that is in place now at Monmouth Park and in New Jersey, was made without jockeys having a seat at the table. Is that correct?
Correct. We did respond in January of 2020 in the public comment period. They responded to their things, but really they had no input. You know, six weeks ago, that we had a commission meeting. We asked the day before, our attorney in New Jersey asked the day before, Joe Bravo and Nick Juarez wanted to talk, and that was refused. But at no time did they ever reach out to any rider to get their input.
Where do we go now? Where does this go from here?
There's no tell. It's really, I mean, so until something drastically happens on the race or something like that, and then people start to, thinking differently. But, you know, you hope that nothing drastically happens. Obviously, you know, you hope that no one gets hurt or no horses get hurt. But, you know, it's a matter of fact when that gun is going to go off.
Yeah, it's a dire situation. And, again, we don't want to see anything happen to horses, anything happen to humans, and let's keep this in mind, guys, as we're talking about this particular situation. Terry, you pointed out earlier that the riding crops that are used now are much different than what was used in the old days with horses, and nobody wants horses to be abused in any form or fashion. We all love the horse, but it becomes an issue of needing that in your hand to be able to control the horse during a race. And Johnny, I'm sure there have been plenty of times over the years that if you had not had that in your hand and you could not have used it in the way you needed to, you might not be sitting here today.
Absolutely. And somebody else too, next to me, though, you know, so it's not just about my horses. How many horses I'm going to take off with me?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Terry Meeks, John Velasquez, president and CEO of the Jockeys Guild, is Terry Meeks, and Johnny, the co-chairman of the Jockeys Guild, Hall of Fame jockey. Gentlemen, really appreciate the visit and getting into this issue with me here this morning. Let's just hope things can be resolved in a timely fashion and we can start moving forward from this issue, because it's not going away. And as Johnny said, it's only a matter of time, and we just keep our fingers crossed every time the horses leave the gate that everything goes well. Really appreciate the visit, guys.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.